Backus Good News Planet. I'm here with Carrie and Chloe from Accenture. We're here at the Millennial event. And so we're going to learn about how Accenture reaches out to the millennial community and all communities. Great company, great socially responsible corporation. And it's a big honor to get a chance to speak to us. Paul Slack, it's Good News Planet. So what do we have here?
All right, so what we have is we have a whole retail showcase for how Accenture foresees the customer journey evolving for the entire retail experience in the next couple of years, especially as it pertains to millennial consumers. So how we've laid this out is a whole customer journey, and what we do is we start with the customers themselves. So we have this persona, Alex, to kind of help explain what we're talking about here. So Alex is 23, he's living in Austin, he's really into the bar and music scene in Austin and loves to go out, but he's also really health conscious as well. He works out in the mornings, he loves going to the farmer's market on the weekends and getting really sustainable produce because he cares about what goes into his body. And so we as Accenture, when we work with our retail clients, we want to make sure that our retail clients know exactly who Alex is and how to communicate to him and what products are going to be best served in. So we actually have a tool called the Accenture Clustering Engine, and what we're able to do is work with retail clients to synthesize all of their product purchasing data for Alex to say, okay, we know that Alex has bought all of these products in the past. What are the attributes that make up those products? So product A might be indicative of someone who really values convenience, is professional, is fit, loves those quality materials, and we're able to synthesize this in a way so that we know these attributes are indicative of Alex and what he deems as important. And we do this at a segment level because we want to roll everything up into segments because companies are never going to talk to an individual person. They're really going to want to talk to those segments themselves. So what this output says is this resulting cluster data. And what we can do with this cluster data is we get touch point scores and product scores. So touch point scores are how Alex and his segment respond best to communication channels. So his segment is going to respond best to geofencing, Snapchat filters, virtual reality. And we see that by these bars that are higher than 100 showing their affinity for these channels. So when we talk to our retail clients, we're like, these are the channels you're going to want to focus on for these segments. You might not want to run an email marketing campaign because they're just not going to be prone to that kind of communication, so you don't want to spend your money there. Same with products. We know that Alex probably likes Chubbies, Harmless Harvest, which is a coconut water brand, Marine Layer, which is an apparel brand. So we can take all of this data and say, okay, for Alex, we know that a Snapchat filter might work best for him, and we want to push Marine Layer. So we see this in practice in a couple of different applications. So we can say Marine Layer is a brand, maybe you guys want to buy a Snapchat filter, and they know that their target market is hanging out in coffee shops in Austin, so they'll make this filter available in those coffee shops. So when Alex is in the coffee shop, he takes a picture, applies the filter as he's swiping through Snapchat, sees Marine Layer and wonders what that's all about, and then ends up going to the website.
So it's if he's smart, he buys the stock.
Exactly. So that's kind of one example here. Another example, since we know Alex is really into working out and has an Apple Watch, one of the applications we can do here is push him a message when he's at his gym using geofencing to say, great workout, here's $1 off coconut water so that you can refuel after your workout. Alex can tap this. It takes him to the coconut water and brings up the location that's closest to him so that he can order it from his watch and go pick it up in the store.
Oh my God. All right, as Alex never knew that he was so involved in life. But you guys do.
Yeah.
But this is great. And what's this Joshua Tree? That's a great place. You two. You two, like the music kind of thing,
the
Joshua
group.
Tree. And that's a great place to camp. I'll just throw that back in California IA. Okay, so what's here?
So we know that Alex is really into the music scene. So one of the applications that we also recommend for our clients is serving content that their customers are going to want most. So in this situation, we could say that Alex had a friend that let him know about the U2 tour that's coming through town, or that he wants to go see it at Joshua Tree. So Alex marks himself as interested on Facebook, and then Chubbies, who actually has a partnership with Facebook, they actually send their email receipts through Facebook messages.
I don't like this Chubbies thing.
Can send...
That's not good for me over to hear that word.
All right, go on. Can send... Alex a message on Facebook that says, we see that you're interested in you to the Joshua Tree tour. They send him a message and say, check out this virtual reality experience to get you pumped for the concert, get you excited about it. And so Alex has an Oculus Rift at home. He's able to click on this link, bring up a virtual concert experience, and it's a really interesting way for a brand to push content that's tailored to the person and to that person's interest, as opposed to pushing a brand message at this point.
Take a quick second here. How did this whole phenomenon begin with Alex? How did this start? Someone interviewed Alex, somebody did what with Alex, Alex did what? How do we know how you got to where we're now at Joshua Tree, a long way from my good buddy Alex, who I think I saw in Austin City Limits. So my question is just, how did you get to start this to be able to feel confident enough to get all this information?
So this is all based on Alex's past purchase history. He's made these purchases with this retailer before. We know that he's bought these products in the past, and we're able to take that product information and synthesize it in a way so that we can create a segment from that.
All right, so he bought stuff in Macy's, and Macy's knows all the stuff that Alex has bought with his credit card.
Yep.
And then Macy's shares that information with somebody? How does that happen?
It's all in-house. If we're working with Macy's on this, then we're working with their customer data. We're putting it into our tool.
Okay. Interesting. Very good.
Yep.
All righty. So do we have anything else in this wonderful section here?
The only thing here is that Alex would then watch the virtual reality experience on his Oculus Rift. And then he goes to buy his concert tickets. And then this is where Chubbies might land him on their homepage. They might land him on a marketing landing page. But one of the things that's interesting here is that millennials are really aware when they're being marketed to, especially some of these other messages, like the Apple Watch, for example, when he's clearly getting a coupon. They know that. They're a little bit wary of that kind of marketing. So this is a really interesting example of a brand pushing content that Alex is interested in, as opposed to pushing a message that says, hey, come pick out an outfit to wear to the concert. It's sending him content that he's actually going to like instead.
Fantastic. Last two quick questions for you. Thank you very much. Great explanation of a very new concept in marketing.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll be continue to be quite successful for many, because there's a trust in the in this technology from birth, from my grandkids on. So what's good news for you in any aspect, in your business and personal, because we're good news broadcast?
I think the good news for us is that this is all rooted in data. We really want to make sure that our clients are really strong in their data, and a lot of our services come down to, how do we get data clean? How do we get data in one place? How do we put the data in a tool like the clustering engine so that it's all rooted back to the customer and there's very little guesswork going on? It's rooted in the numbers.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing good news with us.
Thank you.